last night, I live in Eretz Israel. I came this morning from the Kodesh. And last night I came home late from some event in Yerushalayim, and my oldest daughter was still awake. I'm very happy I could invite her. We left in the middle of the night. And she hugged me, and she never said this before. I don't know why Dafka, she said it. This time she said, I hugged her. Then I left, she said, Abba, Abba, be safe. Be safe. She never said to me, be safe before ever. Any trip ever. That's nameless, that chush that children have is something that's so high to kind and such a real emissary to think. The whole journey to the airport, and even now, when you're sitting here thinking, what was that about? I mean, a 7-year-old is telling you, be safe. It's telling you something much stronger, much deeper than pshat. I also had another bracha from someone that saw me yesterday, and he basically gave me a bracha. It should be a taromas-free trip, he said. Trip free of taromas. Taromas is the question. I was speaking about this before. The Jews and Emor talk about the Kohanim that can't get literally hurt. We can't get close as Kohanim to Matav, they said, well, it's to Mavis, because death has this thing that it can ring on the Shema Riva, the Taromis. On the Rebbe Nishka, Taromis, I don't even know what the right word in English is for. It's not even a taina, it's not a kas balev, it's something deeper. So I was thinking about these two in Yamim, but one be safe and one to be a Taromis free trip. Because this trip, a trip like this, we think we're coming for something. We have in mind, we have with all the achanas that we could have, we think we're coming for something, and it could be that something completely different will happen. And a lot of psichos aleim on many different levels is going to be taking place. It already has been. Specifically, when we go to places that no one can say anything besides human. So this last Shabbos, maybe we could tie it in like this. Teshuvah between the two, and be a bracha for all of us this trip. This last Shabbos in our base medrash in Efrat, which you all, I hope, by Hashem, have each of you come and visit us there as well. Maybe long term visits also, not just there. We were learning a lot this Shabbos about the Nasan. Not just in the parsha itself, but we were learning a lot about the Rav Nazir Hashem. A lot. So Cook's famous Talmud. And we were describing that Yigash, that first meeting that Rabbi Nassim had when he first met Rav Kook. He met him in Basel in Switzerland when Rav Kook was up there. And Rabbi Nassim already had in mind, he already thought he knew why he was going to meet Rav Kook, and he knew what the Shai, he had all the Shema of questions he was going to ask him about Basel Muna. All these different, he really knew what he was going to ask Rav Kook. The story is that he got to Rav Kook and he finally sits with him and meets with him. Rav Kook saw that he speak with this person about philosophy and thoughts. And he spoke for many hours, but they never got to anything that the Rav Nazir was going with. They talked, they discussed with the room. So in the Hagdama to Oros, Oros HaKodesh, I think it is, the Rav Nazir explains that he says, that night when I first met Rav Kook, he said, my heart couldn't let me go to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep that night. I wondered, what was this meeting about? What was going on? Nothing that I thought was going to happen happened. And I couldn't go to sleep. He said, as he was staying up, he was getting closer and closer to Shachris, and then he heard Rav Kook's footsteps pacing through the room. In the room where he was staying. And when he listened closer, he said he heard the way that Rav Kook was saying over Parshas HaAkedah, and the nigun with which Rav Kook was saying over Parshas HaAkedah. Something at that moment sunk so deep into him that he realized, he says the words that Shaul HaMelech uses, he says, Nehepachti v'ish achem. At that moment, I became something else. The Shaul HaMelech goes to think that he's going to something and something else that he wasn't expecting happens to him. As we release, when we let ourselves be open to really transforming the Lev Evin into a Lev Basan, we really become different people. I'm supposed to feel, and this is how I'm going to feel. So it could be that you might feel those things, but not naturally. Nothing really, really transformative happens within you. So at that moment, Rav Anozzi says, I realized I came and I received so much more than I could have ever thought for. Yotemi Mashek Kilauti, Matsasi Virav. I found my Rav. I thought I was coming to get some answers on questions, he said. But I came and I actually found the Rav. I found my guy. I found my tzimur. I found my chibur. So I want to give us all a brocha. I think that being safe, making sure that we're safe, obviously means literally being safe. But on a pnimis, the neshamatik level, to be safe, the rikshay alev that can explode in this place during the next few days, we have no idea what can happen to us. So many different levels. And with divuk chaverim and drinking be'ezer Hashem from the be'er of Torah from Rebbe, we could really have a place for Chas Hashem to stay away from Taronis, but being safe, but be'ezer Hashem to come to a place that with all our expectations of what it's supposed to be like these few days, be mamish open that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us in the next few days is mamish limitless, and to take that or to Yerushalayim, but we're all going to from here to that clean, should be something that should last with us so much longer than just go back to wherever you're going back afterwards next week to put signs. It should be something that should be in the Chai Olam not out. It should be a material. It should be something that's planted. It's something that really becomes an Eitz HaChaim and a Mayan Nevea for our families who were here on their Shlichus as well. And in that way, we could come home saying, Mamish, we were safe. We're bringing us, Ish Achen, and whatever level that is, back to our homes, back to our Shabbos tables, back to our shuls, and back to our Metzius, wherever we are, Vashev Vashem. We should have a lot of atzlacha, simcha, and real strong, little chaverim this trip. Amen.